And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning. Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome back. Hour number two coming your way here. Having a great time here. Talking fishing of all kinds this morning. Having a lot of fun with Brandon Bono, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, Corey, myself. Lots of cool stuff. Lots of fun action. And, boy, it's fun doing the show this time of year when what's going on is happening. We haven't even really talked a ton about the amazing fishing that the fleet is having right now. I mean, just about limit style for darn near every boat that gets out there. That big fish is starting to influx.
Yeah, I was going to say some of the bigger ones, right?
It's been really cool. They're really cool. I know Captain Bill Cavanaugh had a picture of the first cow of the season for the Intrepid. I know several other boats as well. A couple of private boat guys getting on those big cows. And it's always fun seeing that when guys are prepared for and catching 40 to 60 pounders, and then somebody gets smoked by a 150. And then there's the hero story of a guy that landed one on too light a gear. It's just, it's fun times going on right now.
I saw some on the full day trips, too.
Yeah, buddy.
Like Book roped some yesterday, too.
Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Boschington are just, they're doing what those guys do. They're, if there's a fish around that's within range of that boat, they're in trouble, man. Those guys,
they're
just so good at it. And I always say the same, it's easy to get to say it with Brandon, like, it's clear that the Fisherman's Landing Tackle rental room clearly produces the best full-day fisherman out there. As Captain Ryan Boschington and Captain Matt Brawla both got their starts room at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Clearly there's something about
it's producing something. It's certainly kicking them up. If you're not into what's happening in our local fishing scene right now, you're just not into fishing. Like, it's what an amazing start to the season. We're so fortunate to be catching them so early and in such volume. Like, your limit style for all the boats, it's wild.
It's May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st.
We should, quote unquote, we shouldn't be even. Guys should be in the middle of their maintenance right now.
Thinking about
tuna maybe next month, probably the next after. Something like that, and it's limits for, it's often limits for every boat. Yep. Not every time, not every everything. Things happen, this or that, but there is just some really, really good fishing going on. It's so cool.
It's pretty neat to see, absolutely.
Yeah. And we got another full hour talking about it.
Yeah, we do, don't we? And if you want to join us again, I'll give you the telephone number. It's 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. You have questions for Brandon, I always call him Brando, so you have to beg my pardon here.
I call him the Iron Bomber. Pete calls him the world's greatest. So, yeah, there's plenty of names for it.
I go by many names.
Yeah,
exactly. But we're giving away a really cool prize, actually, a pair of Costa sunglasses, up to $300, which covers 99% of what they have. Go on their website, choose what you want, maybe a lesser pair, but you want, a T-shirt, whatever to go with it. You can do whatever you want. Go on their website and choose what you want from Costa sunglasses.
Yeah, really cool prize. Yeah. We talked about them earlier. What do you say? They're not a better pair of glasses on the water that somebody's going to get their opportunity at.
Even a lesser pair is better than,
than most other.
Exactly. They're competitors' top end. They're just phenomenal fishing glasses.
I like that Spiro XL. That's the one that I've been wearing lately. I really like it. It's so they have two different genres, you could call it, of frames. They have lifestyle frames, and they have fishing frames, and their fishing frames are all of the traditional, wraparound, tight fit, don't allow any sunlight in, very purpose-built. They also offer lifestyle frames, which are more of like your just regular, squared-out lens, for lack of better terms, and shouldn't use somebody else's brand. It's like a pair of Ray-Bans, like a normal squared-off style glasses.
Semi-stylish.
That still have the fishing lenses in them, and so they just offer both. If you've got a real small skinny head, or you got a big fat wide one, they cover it for everything, and they really do. There's a lot of frame and glass combinations when it comes to Costa.
I like it.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. Hey, well, let's jump back into them. We got tons of phone calls, tons of great information. Before we do, I wanted to read a text. Again, the text the show option, as Corey mentioned, it's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way you can do it, and you want to make sure that you include your contact contact info when you do send us a text, because we aren't able to get, it's not like a normal text message where your number just pops up. Make sure you include your name and your contact info in case you're the lucky winner of getting that pair of coasters at the end of the show today. This is Good Morning, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Corey, the Aloha Spirit has been really getting into the big white sea bass lately on larger size jerk baits with a 2 ounce lead head. What MC style would you recommend for this type of fishing? That's from Pete in Goleta.
Wow. Well, a 2 ounce lead head kind of eliminates most of it except for the 8 inch slug, right? Mm. Like that would marry up right. But I truly think a 6.5 to 7 inch slug is probably a little more friendly. I mean, you'll catch a 14-inch calico, and you'll catch your 40-pound sea bass all in the same. But maybe the 8-inch. I don't know. What do you...
I feel like either one of those baits. There's a lot of leadhead options these days that you could even scale down to even your smaller baits that would work for what he's doing. Maybe not quite 2 ounces, but close to.
I remember when that squid nest sea bass fishing was the thing to do. There wasn't the option of going and tuna fishing. And, like, out of that bred a lot of different things. And the way you fished them on a lure in the rod holder was always with a 6'6 junior with a squid tied on, or a Christie 2 or a TLC, you know, some kind of thing with the squid pinned on. There was so much of that fishing that we were doing with those 8-inch slugs.
The glow one.
Yeah. And I mean, it fished so much better than a traditional jig did in the rod holder. I mean, it's the same idea. The boat rocks forth, you pin a squid on it, like, you know, the traditional iron, it moves a little bit, but that slug, you know, you've always said it, it's the natural motion that makes those things fish so good.
And I guess for the texture, that's where you'd probably draw the line. If it's a squid thing, then it, maybe it is the 8-inch, right? But if it's a bait fish, I don't know. I'll stop right there because it could go either way, really.
Yeah.
Do you still make the jerkbait style? Is that something that's...
Yeah.
I think that you probably already make an 8-inch or close to it jerkbait, right, that's kind of in that world?
Well, 8-inch and the 7-inch, 6-inch, 5-inch. I mean, there's so many different styles. Yeah, really.
But, yeah, a fun way to fish those things for sure. Well, Pete, I think you got to take your pick, man, whether you go slug or your jerkbait style bait.
And let me throw this in, too. So with a 2-ounce lead head, you're really limiting yourself. If you lighten that up to a 1-ounce, it gets more of a darty action. Mm-hmm. You're allowing the lure to work more freely and dart around and look more bait fish instead of sinking like a rock and just, you know, 2 ounces is pretty heavy.
Yeah, the thought process might be, hey, I'm in kind of deep water, so I want to get down there fast, but you're killing a lot of what that bait could do if you...
Or can do.
Yeah, and if you think about what a squid does, it's certainly not rocketing to the bottom. Yeah. They're more natural
they
in their movement.
They push and float, and they sink, yeah.
And a lighter head to your bait will certainly mimic that better.
I like it. It's
cool.
A good one.
Right on. Great text, Pete. Appreciate that very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
How about Dave? Dave, calling from Anza. Appreciate your patience this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Say, I've been doing a lot of business with you down there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop for a lot of years, and every time I go in there, Brandon, if you're behind the counter, you set me up really good. So you're a real pro at it. A question for you. Fred Hall Show, we haven't had one for the last 2 years. And I heard Bart recently on the show say that maybe they'll be back this next year. Also have that Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show. Just wondering, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, are you going to be back at these shows?
You're the man, Dave. It's great to hear from you. I see you in the shop all the time. I honestly have no idea if we're ever going to go back to a show. It's a really up in the air.
Yeah, that is the answer. You know, kind of we will see how it goes, when it goes. There's just a lot of dynamics at play, and the biggest one is the thing we just talked about, the fishing seasons. I mean, right now they're just not the same as they were. You know, the Fred Hall Show was such a major undertaking for us, and we love it. It's part of our culture and it's part of what we do, and we had a great time doing it. But, you know, we would do those shows and come back, and it would be March, and we would have several months to then get ready for a busy fishing season. The dynamic that has changed now is it is, the fishing season is going on when that's happening, and it's a major undertaking to do the shows at the level that Fisherman's Line did. We pride ourselves on it. We set up a full tackle store there. Showcases, rooms, doors, sliders, hooks and sinkers and baits. I mean, it's not just a little bit of stuff. Like, we set up a version of Fisherman's Line tackle at the shows, and it really does. It takes us months to get ready for, and then a good month to recover and get the shop back in order for. When we had unlimited time, that was no big deal, but now to split personnel, it's going to be a tougher decision, but it'll be a decision we make when we get a little closer.
And when you say you had idle time, right? So there wasn't a season, and you had all that time to put a show together and kind of induce it, right? But there's just a little bit going on right now.
Yeah, so I think we'll wait and see is the best answer. I don't think we have an answer.
Yeah, we certainly don't. And when you consider other factors, we're in the same boat as everybody else. We're figuring things out as we go along due to the pandemic and supply chain issues. And we only have so much product. We can only have access to so much product. And we have such a long season in which starts early and gets fever paced the way it is now, and we just blow through what we can get tackle wise as far as the stuff that is most effective. It almost be at this time maybe foolish to go somewhere else and to sell it all in 1 week's time.
Yeah, you got to take care of you know who you have to take care of is the Daves and Anzas, the guys that come in to see Brandon to get hooked up by that hot jig. If they all go away, you sometimes lose the ability to take care of your core guys, the guys that take care of you. So
totally,
it's not an easy decision one way or the other. We love the shows; they mean a lot to us. They're a big reason that Fisherman's Landing is as popular as it is, but there's a lot of factors at stake. So, yeah, we'll wait and see how the fishing goes and what the shows bring us next year. Dave, great phone call. Appreciate it very much. Corey, I had another good text that I wanted. This is from Jeff in Mission Viejo, and he says, "You guys are killing him. Loves El Salto. I need to know what swim bait you guys are talking about for El Salto. And with that also, what was your most recent trip there like?" So looking for a report from your most recent trip, and then he's got to know what swim bait that was that you guys were talking about that produced all those 9 pounders.
My most recent trip was 6-8 months ago. What about, I mean, probably a little bit longer for you.
Yeah, mine was maybe 2 years ago, and it was with you. I think we went in July, maybe June or July.
Yeah,
it was hot. I remember that.
Like extremely hot.
Yeah.
And there's two different swim baits, actually three. There's one is the weedless swim bait. That's the 5-inch swimmers, what
sure.
Brandon and I were discussing. So 5-inch swimmers rigged on a 7-aught super line swim bait hook by Gamakatsu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that way. I know exactly. It's kind of long-winded. It's a 7-aught. The other one that has been, we've been having a lot of fun with, is the 5-inch Viejos and the regular 6-inch swim bait. And just like you would be calico fishing or sand bass fishing or whatever it is.
Yeah, Johnny from Dana, didn't he have a 10-pounder?
He had the best fishing of the group and the biggest fish of the group just in February. Yeah, they were down there just a short while ago. And the trip before that, I think, was Booger and his dad also had some good ones on the five. It was Matt.
Yeah, no,
Matt had a 10-pounder on a 5-inch Viejos. And it's a great style.
And you also can't leave out the fact that you and I have had such great success with the 3-inch and the 4-inch version of
That's
the weedless
true.
Baits. The 4-inch version, I know for me and all my fishing down there in mainland Mexico, that 4-inch version has replaced a spinnerbait, has replaced a swim jig. All the things that I would cast up shallow and burn through heavy cover on the bank is replaced essentially with that 4-inch bait. It is so effective at getting maximum number of bites.
And that 4-inch swimmer, rigged weedless, is on a 3-aught Gamakatsu.
Okay.
And it only comes, I think, in an 1/8 of an ounce, but don't let that scare you at all.
No.
Because that's the one that I have fished with Castman. Mm-hmm. It was just a year and a half ago, less than a year and a half ago, and we roped them. You literally throw it on the bank and bring it through all the stick-ups and literally where you cannot reach, and I'm using a super light rod with minimal 30-pound fluoro leader.
Okay.
And so you can you hook a 6-pounder, you're literally yanking them through the
trunk. Drag it through.
It's such a fun way of fishing too, because it's any lure that you can just cast and straight retrieve is a fun lure to catch.
Totally.
But when you add the topwater element, which that essentially is, because you're winding it across the surface and they have to come up and
explode. So it's like waking.
On it. It's waking.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's waking, and you can stop and go and pump your rod and do and impart action in all kinds of ways. It's just such a fun way to catch them, and very, very effective.
I love
That's
cool. it.
That's getting me fired up, buddy.
That's, so fired
That's
up.
A great one. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, we've got your saltwater guide on the line, Mr. Dave Hansen. And Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. This is the last weekend to get the great deals while supplies last at their Old Town location only. The famous $25 lunch bag special, the Wagtail Treats, which we know Chinook knows quite well, right, Rick?
Is That's it her Chinook? Family. Oh, my dog, gosh. Like, knows the parking lot
right?
of Fisherman's Processing. Yeah, they have they take, when they're done, like, processing the fish, and they have, like, tuna skin that, obviously, you know, that is just discarded.
Yeah.
They'll dehydrate a bunch of them, and they'll cut them up into dog treats and put them in a bag. It's, like,
But it's organic as
it's, like, really good for the dog's cut.
What a cool deal.
My dog freaking loves those things.
So you get 3 packs of those for $25. Their famous rubs are 3 for $20 or 10 for $60. I mean, what a deal right there, right? And any of their 6 delicious smoked cheeses, and they're $30. And I mean, it goes on and on. But you can only get it at the Old Town location.
Got to go in person.
Exactly.
Well, hey, I need to add to that something that it just pissed me off so much when I heard about it. So Fisherman's Processing has such a great Instagram account. They do a really good job, not just talking about what they do, but they're like they're a source that I use all the time. Kristen and Sean will come down to the docks in the morning and kind of give a review of the boats coming in. You'll see the fish getting offloaded. You'll see all the fish going to Fisherman's Processing. Anyways, they have a great social media presence, and somebody hacked and got a hold of their account and are holding it for ransom and basically wanted a bunch of money to give them their account back, to which they said, you know, there's absolutely no way. So there is a new Instagram page. It's just now it's the real Fisherman's Processing. So if you're on Instagram and you like all that content they have, make sure you unfollow and block the old one and then follow again the real Fisherman's Processing.
Support them on their new one.
Yeah, totally. I just thought that was such BS, and I'm so glad that they didn't give in and give those guys any money. I was like, no, man, screw you. Don't worry about it. We'll do our own thing again.
What a strange thing for somebody to do.
Awful. So lame. But again, support those guys because they do such a good job, and they do such a good job of taking care of us. So the real Fisherman's Processing is the new site to follow those guys. Get in on all the deals, find out what's going on, and a great recap of what's going on, you know, as the boats unload. They do a really killer job. It's cool.
I like it.
Hey, well, with this said, let's find out what's going on. We got your saltwater guide on the line. Good morning, Dave.
The man.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, I was listening a little while ago, and when Brandon was talking about how it's a different atmosphere there at night, well, I can vouch for that. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, boy, it was a different atmosphere, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It was like being at a rock concert. It was like being at a rock concert, baby. We were doing it.
We've seen everything from tailgates to, you know, to parking altercations to just guys fired up about tuna to fish being unloaded and guys shoving 100-pounders in the back of a hatchback car. Like, everything has happened down there. It's just such a – it is. I don't know how to describe it other than electric at nighttime. It's a really cool place to be.
It's a scene.
Back in the old days, Rick, when that bathroom was the locker room and there was showers back there. There was some wild stuff going on back there.
I'm just gonna take your word for it, and we'll move on.
Oh, baby!
I miss the good old days.
yes. We can't even talk about it. But hey, the fishing, unbelievable! All we had to do was get that wind to stop blowing, like Wooly was saying. Everything started to happen. Really phenomenal sea bass fishing up there at the Channel Islands for a couple of the boats that have been on it and been battling that weather up there. They've been having epic sea bass fishing up there, and big fish like that coastal type of fish, 40-pound average, lots of 50s. That's that coastal fish. I don't know what it's doing up there, but hey, that's pretty spectacular. And then over at Clemente, the guys that have got over there the last few days, and like Willie was talking about the fury there, there is an epic volume of yellowtail at San Clemente Island for the end of April, beginning of May. That bodes very well. It just got there. I was told there's a ton of fin bait there, so that stuff's there, just ripping apart the fin bait. It's a unbelievable show, and as soon as it settles down and eats all that food, I think you're going to see some epic counts. Then jump over to Catalina. That place has been unbelievable the last couple days. There's yellowtail, barracuda, bonita. The calico bass just started biting now that the weather calmed down. The water got a couple of kicks up. My good buddy was over there yesterday, had 5 legal halibut, 2 yellowtail, limits of calico bass, 4 barracuda for 2 guys. It was just unbelievable, he said, the amount of fish. Everywhere he went, good fishing. And then what's going on down below, you can't even hype it up enough. It's just unbelievable, the amount of volume of bluefin down there. And the limit-style fishing, like Ricky was saying earlier, is just mind-boggling. I can't even imagine what the middle of the summer is going to look like with all this phenomenal fishing going on right now. So if you haven't booked a trip yet, gang, good luck. You got to book it as soon as you can because everybody's packed. Everything's full. You can't get a weekend, I think, until like October or something, I think, is what I was told. So you better get booked up as soon as you can.
That's exactly it. There's just, it's the first time I can ever remember being down at the landing where, you know, there's only a finite amount of spots that can happen throughout the year, and it's never been a thing like this before. They are all going away. Like if you don't book your trip now, I do feel at some point that time is going to happen where we're going to have a significant block of time where there just isn't a spot on a boat that's available. Of course, there'll be waiting lists, and of course, there'll be things like that. But, you know, a high percentage of the available tickets for the year are gone. Like, you just need to book your spot. It's a bigger deal than it ever has been before. The fishing's going to be good. You're going to have a great time. Pick a little time when you know you got an opportunity to go and book a couple trips. Because if you wait until the week of, it's just not going to be available.
Right. I would hate to be anyone answering the phone down there in San Diego for reservations because all you can tell them is no.
Well, it sounds like a pretty easy gig for those guys.
No, we don't. Yeah, but the poor guy on the other end of the phone's not having any of that. What do you mean there's nothing available? There's nothing available.
Dave, a great report, as you always do. Great for compiling all the info. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you and find out how to catch them and how to get yourself rigged up best, how do we find you at Your Saltwater Guide?
Well, real quick, like you were saying about the fisherman's processing, we're all under attack. Everybody's website's under attack right now. I don't know what's going on, but I've been under attack here for the last couple of weeks. They want my site. Guys, check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com or Your Saltwater Guide across any social media. I'm pretty active. You can't miss me. Check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll be back with you guys next Sunday.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good stuff for sure. And that's brought to you in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and their other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel which holds a great edge, easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza Knives also offers military, law enforcement, and hunting knives, too. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro Series down there at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah.
And we mentioned those deals. Those deals only go through today.
Yeah, that's
that
it.
That ends today.
That's it. Today's the last of it. Hey, with that said, we got another bonus catch report. We got our man, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, the Intrepid's calling. Now, Bill, we've been getting pretty used to talking to you and hearing about fishing, and every week you called, it somehow has gotten better and better and better. Could it possibly be on that same train? What's going on board the Intrepid right now?
I'm calling in. I got to call in. We didn't, like, load up. It wasn't like we were driving away from fish this trip or anything, but we had some amazing quality on this trip. We just got in from a 3-day trip on the Intrepid this morning, and we had right around 30-something fish over 80 pounds. We had a few, I'd say 3 or 4 that were over 100.
Whew.
We had one that was over 2. Our big one went 241.9 was the official weight.
Wow.
During that trip, we had another one on the line for 2 hours, and unfortunately it was one of those heartbreaking losses. It broke off like maybe 5 feet from the gaff.
Oh.
And that one definitely was another one over 2. Our second place jackpot was 194.2.
Man.
Our third place was 162. So we saw some bigger fish this trip, we had a little window yesterday where it was pretty, it was like a sportsman's paradise out there. You're just driving from spot to spot, and it was primarily bigger fish, like that 80-pound and up range. And I just wanted to call in with our report because we're seeing some bigger fish, and we had some opportunities on some big ones this trip.
Man, Bill, how many times, especially in your days of the XL and things like, how many times have you come back from a trip from Clarion and not had a jackpot lineup like that? And this was on a 3-day in April.
This was on a 3-day. I was telling some of the guys that, I'm like, we're doing the offload this morning. I'm like, we're getting cow ropes, pulling these things out of the well. I'm just like, this is, you know, a 16-day trip, a lot of times you'd be pretty stoked on what we were taking out of the well this morning.
Unbelievable, man. I'm just so stoked. What a great report. How cool. Anything the guys should be aware of? Anything changing still? Knife jigs and Colt snipers and sinker rigs? Anything that a guy should be preparing himself for if he's coming out fishing with you?
Not really. Just make sure you're putting that heavy leader material on your knife jigs at nighttime, you know, leadering up with 200 or 300-pound leader material. Because when those things eat it, they just absolutely inhale it. You know, you got to... 300-gram knife jig, and half the time that thing's lodged in its throat, you know, so you got to have that heavy leader material. And then the other little cliff note here on my report is I had my brother work this trip, Captain Pat Cavanaugh.
Came
out of long-range sport fishing retirement and worked a 3-day trip with us, and it was actually pretty cool. We got to hang out, and actually, to be honest with you, I needed him on the boat because my other two captains had to take this trip off, and I'm looking at the schedule, I'm just like, how am I going to do this without someone else pushing throttle? So I called up Pat, I'm like, hey, dude. You know, a really good way to compensate for the golf expenses you've been having is you can work a 3-day trip. And it was actually really cool because we haven't worked on a long-range boat together since the XL days. So
yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Well, way to get the band back together, man. That's awesome. And I'm sure it was nice to, you know, get to boss Pat around a little bit and, you know, make sure that he was keeping up on heads cleaned and, you know, and in trash runs and things like that.
Exactly. Nah, this is such a cool fishery.
Yeah.
And a big reason why I called on my brother because we're fishing the boat 24 hours a day. Like, we never stop fishing.
Yeah,
we need to dock
sure.
at 11 o'clock on a 3-day trip. You know, we get on the grounds, you know, at four hours from the point, essentially. We got the sonar dome down, and we're glassing for fish, and we never stop fishing, like, the whole time. So, you know, it's pretty cool fishery, pretty amazing opportunities, and we had some shots at some bigger fish this trip.
Awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome. Really glad to hear it. Glad you had a lot of fun. How cool to have Pat on teaming up with you. Lots of fun, Bill. Great report, as always, man. Sure appreciate you keeping us in the loop, and way to go. And first cow of the season for the Intrepid. Way to get it kicked off, and nice job, and really appreciate you keeping us up to date.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You have a great show. You guys
all right.
Take care.
Appreciate that very
Man,
much, Bill.
What an awesome bonus report. Hey, we're going to be back. We're going to be taking your calls, taking your texts more when we return on the Let's Talk Huck About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Light Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
open.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I finally did it. I try every time. I have the hardest time when I'm in the Pete spot and Corey is where I'm used to sitting. Like, that's my, I always like bring the show back and like usually once a show I'll forget that, like, oh no, Corey does it. Like,
but you're,
it's like an instinct thing. Yeah, like, I hear the hookup noise. Oh, welcome back, Lynn. I didn't realize that I cut Corey off. Like,
no, you didn't cut me off. You're a well-oiled machine, man.
At least once a show when I'm feeling on Pete's side, I'll usually do that. Like, I'll read a thing that Corey should have done. I'll say something to Corey. Yeah, like, my bad.
Yeah. No, hey, who would ever know if you didn't say anything, man?
Well, we're having a great time here this morning. This has been a lot of fun and lots of great fishing. We got an opportunity to talk to Ken Harrison a little earlier in the show about that Great Sierras report, and a man that knows all about the Sierras, Eastern Sierra fishing, and means an awful lot to him, is our good buddy Bart Hall, who's on the line right now. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick. You're making me smile, Rick. You know, it's fun listening to you guys, but it's really great. And hi, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bart?
Good, good. So I have a slightly different report than Ken had, and I got a little different information. You know, they asked me, I don't know why, to be the MC down at the press party on Friday night before the opener.
How cool.
So I got a chance to talk to some of the fish and game people. And, you know, they have that disease that's in the hatchery up here. So last year they weren't allowed to put the fish in, but they figured out that disease is naturally occurring. So they're allowed now to plant fish below where the hatchery is.
Oh, great.
In the June loop, probably they didn't get what they were hoping for. Mostly what they got there is from the county or what they did privately. But down below, that same volume of fish went everywhere. And I know that Crowley had a ton of fish. And I was talking to Marlon Mead from Berkeley there as well. And I went early in the morning over to Crowley on opening day, and the people that run it were saying, hey, you know, we've never seen this volume of big fish come in so early. By 8:30 in the morning.
Honestly, I'm looking at the list and I'm only seeing one or two people.
Yeah. Well, but I'm sitting there watching them walking off the dock, you know.
That's so cool.
At Convict, where we were staying at Convict, I watched this guy walking toward me with his stringer of fish. I said, I got to take a picture of that guy. I sent the picture to Pete yesterday. I'll send it to you later. It's amazing. So there's a lot of big fish being caught up here, Convict and in Crowley. And I talked to John Erdney also from Mammoth, and he usually plants about 10 tons of fish. He's going to plant almost 14 tons of fish
in
the Mammoth Lake. Yeah, I know. It's going to be awesome. So anyway, fishing up here has been very good. The guys at the Convict Lake took over McGee Creek and have revitalized it, brought it back. You know, and that's where I grew up here, is at McGee Creek, hanging out there. And so everything's really positive here. I read an article that Ernie Cowan wrote in the Western Outdoor News. He said, well, it's going to start coming back from this year. He's absolutely right. I believe that it's returned. It's not quite normal, but it's almost there. Tons of boats on Crowley yesterday. Not so much this morning. There's wind is up, a little chop on the lake, but you know how that goes, you know. It's been really nice to be up here, Rick, and to see this. And I know you love it up here, and I know you love Wilderness Adventures and camping. You can come up here and hang out. Everybody up here is in a very positive mood right now.
I love hearing it, Bart. We said it again. Like, Mammoth deserves this win, you know, from fires to COVID to everything else. It's so glad to hear that it's back the way that it is. And when Ken was given his report, Dallas sent me a text message that said, this catch report's making me feel homesick. You know, we need to get back up to the mountains. And it's the truth, man. It's just a... I had never really done it. I didn't grow up going up there, and it just took a few trips and a few years. And, yes, I love that adventures in camping. You know, you were the one that turned me on to Ryan and his family, and now that's, I mean, it's a multi-time-a-year tradition for us. Like, I think that it's so cool because you can participate at Mammoth at any level. You can be a child and have a night crawler or a thing of power bait, and you can be active in catching fish, or you can be a Brandon who loves to pick apart a fishery and target a big brown trout, or anything in between. You can fish creeks, you can fish streams, you can get a boat, and you can go troll around like this. Every bit of it exists up there, and you can be in some high mountain thing fishing a wild trout that's 4 inches long and be just as stoked as you would be fishing at Crowley with a double dropper and catching a big cutthroat. You know, it all exists up there, and I'm so glad to hear that the fish plants are back, that the business is back, the people are back. It's just, this is all great news, Bart, and we love hearing this report.
Well, yeah, and, you know, as a new father, you know, one of the things, it's kind of hard to take your 5 or 6 year old on an overnight trip, but out here, you know, you can do all that with a young, you know, I grew up doing this here, and this is what got me into fishing, was up here. Now, I love my saltwater fishing, but I'll tell you what, this is the roots of it, and I love it. And I wanted to go, one more thing I want to talk about. You know, somebody called a little while ago, was talking about the Fred Hall shows, and I understand Fisherman's Landing, but one of the things we have to remember as we go forward, the Fred Hall shows are coming back in 2023. But what we have to remember is that, as Mike Lum said, what we're doing when we do a Fred Hall show is we're celebrating the passion. What is sold there is secondary to anglers coming together to celebrate the passion of sport fishing.
No doubt about
it. There's no other place on earth that does it as well as the Fred Hall show. So I'm sure that it's all going to work itself out. Bluefin come, bluefin go, yellowfin come, yellowfin go. But anglers remain, and we have to build new ones, and we have to share our community, and we have to celebrate the fact that we are in such a wonderful, we have such a wonderful passion.
It's where we go to do what we like to do. Bart, great job. We sure appreciated an awesome report. Can't wait. Keep us updated on the shows. Keep us updated on the fishing, as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it.
Great show, guys.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate that. Phones are packed solid, Corey. Let's jump back into them.
Let's do it. How about Roy? Roy calling from San Diego. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Roy.
What's up, Roy? Well, it looks like we might have lost Roy there, but I had a text that I wanted to read. I thought would be a good one for Brandon. This was from Gene in Long Beach. Gene says, I got a question for Brandon. Can you transfer spectra from one reel to another reel without having problems with line twist? Is there going to be an issue for him doing a little home swap? How do you go about it?
If he's doing it on his own, you certainly can. You just make sure that there is pressure coming from the reel that is... you are removing the line from by adding some amount of drag. If it's a lever drag, you know, push it up to maybe a third of its drag capabilities and have somebody hold a rod with that reel attached to it. That way there's good pressure, so it's coming onto the reel that it's supposed to come onto tight. You know, that is the
tight
most
key.
Tight is the most important thing. If it comes on loose, you're just going to have a terrible time. It's going to feel like your reel is broken, your line is going to slip. It's going to be awful. But your best move, come to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Let me do it for you. I'm going to charge a couple of bucks. That's okay. but I'm going to do it right. It's going to go on the absolute tightest, and it's going to be done right.
There is nothing worse than having the bottom of the spool like put on loose,
yeah,
and then actually trying to fight a fish and having your line dig in.
Forget it.
Or the other one we see often is a guy come in with a reel. Hey, my drags are toast on this thing. My drags don't work anymore. And you'll see the spectra, as a whole. It's almost hard to describe in the radio, but you'll see the spectra as a whole rotating around the spool. It's not grabbing. The line is put on too loose, and there wasn't anything for that line to grab, especially a real slick aluminum spool. And all of the spectra will just spin around the arbor of the spool. acting as if there were no drag pressure. The drag is locked up, but the line itself is rolling.
That is something we still see all the time from guys that bought some braided line off of some website or something like that, and they attempt to put it on themselves, and they just never maybe looked into and how you were to go about that. They'll come in and tell us, oh, my reel's broken, but no, that you just put your line on there incorrectly, and the whole spool slips, but we can take care of that for you.
There you go.
Nice.
Appreciate the phone call, or appreciate the text, rather. Right. Thanks a lot very much.
Let's go to Don. How about Don at Woodland Hills? Good morning, Don.
What's up, Don?
Hey, Spectra. Pretty good lead-in from you guys. Thank you very much. Hey, first, Brandon, the leaders you guys make there at the landing for the big bluefin and the jigs are just the bomb. I make sure that I always have a couple extra just in case. So thank you for that.
Sweet. Well, thank you.
Spectra, I picked up a Talica 20 that I want to set up specifically for, you know, deep jigging. So I'm thinking about the Depth Hunter, but with that reel, do I go with the 80, do I go with 100, or do I go with something else?
That is a good question. With the Talica 20, I would prefer, personally, 100-pound. That is... If you can go with 80, and it holds a ton of line, you'll get a tremendous amount of line capacity, which is good if you become attached to a big one. But it will tend to cut your fingers a little bit more if it comes on a little looser. It's nice to have that more rounded line when you're fishing heavier line, larger lures. It's just nice to have the appropriate size line and that more rounded line. So I would lean towards 100-pound,
especially big. If this is done, if you're buying this kind of as a dedicated big bluefin rig, bluefin pull super hard, not taking anything away from them. You don't need extreme line capacity to catch one of those big ones. Do they pull a lot of line? Hell yeah, they do. Do they pull super hard? Absolutely they do. But attack 20 with 100, that thing's going to hold more than enough line for big bluefin. Big yellowfins tend to require more line than a bluefin does. Bluefin's going to dog and fight you super hard. It's going to fight you a lot harder closer to the boat. It's not going to circle nice and flat and easy. But line capacity often isn't the number one thing that gets you. I'm not saying you can't be spooled. It's happened a bunch of times. It's going to continue to happen. But I'm with Brandon. I think 100-pound is going to give you more than enough on that reel.
All right.
Appreciate the call very much.
How about Chuck? Chuck from Long Beach. Appreciate you being patient this morning.
What's up,
good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good. 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 How are you, Chuck?
A couple questions. In looking for like a bigger tuna rig, can I just touch on it? Would the Speedmaster 25 be adequate for that nighttime bluefin, you know, that 200-pound type fish? And the other question is, when looking to change hooks on all these jigs we're looking at now, is there like a rule of thumb, like 180-gram you should use a 5-aught, a 250-gram you should use a 9-aught or something like that, to kind of size it down so you know what to put on what kind of jig?
Those are great questions.
Yeah, starting with the Speedmaster 25. Speedmaster 25 is a great reel for this bigger bluefin fishing. It's certainly amongst the best, if not the best, for a budget big fish reel. You know, there's almost nothing else on the market that's going to give you the ability to hook and land cow tuna for under, you know, X amount, $400, let's say. You know, it's just that quality fishing tackle for an affordable price. There's not a ton of it out there, and the Speedmaster certainly fills that void. And as far as the hook to knife jig ratio, that's, for me, it is an eyeball test. You know, if it looks right to you, it's probably right. You know, your eyes will be able to tell you if it looks completely outlandish, it's probably outlandish.
And there's, I know how dumb it's almost going to sound, but there's different sizes of knife jigs that carry a hook better. You know, there's a 300 gram jig para versus a 300 gram Mustad rip roller. Like, one's twice as wide as the other ones, and some of those jigs are real long and skinny, and some require hooks at the top and the bottom. I really like where your head is at, because you're wanting to put the right size hook on it, and I think that is best answered. Like you said, Brandon, like you kind of know when it's right.
You definitely lean bigger is better. I would say for most of them,
especially in the dark.
Especially in the dark, for sure, and especially for the larger jigs. Like you know, when you get to that 300, 400 gram size, you almost can't go too big. You almost can't find a hook that is too big. But when you get to the more finesse approaches and daytime, like, make it right, make it look good, and your eyes will be able to tell you if it looks good or not.
It's a good one,
yeah,
for sure.
Appreciate it. We don't got a lot of time left. About another minute for Jim in National City. Jim, you got a quick question for us?
Good morning, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. When I heard the stud muffin was on today, I couldn't speed dial fast enough.
My man, Big Jim, what's happening?
Hey, I fished with Brandon on the Sand Eagle. That's when I nicknamed him Stud Muffin. This was several years back. The yellowtail bite was real spotty. It was all surface iron, and I think we caught 14 on the boat. Brandon caught 10. And I'll tell you, towards the end, I just kicked. This guy is over the top, one of the best fishermen I ever encountered. Towards the end, God bless you for saying that, Big Jim.
You're one of my favorite customers to ever walk through the doors. I love it every time I see it, and I love that you gave me the name Stud Muffin because I've been going by
He's bragged about it for a long time. I can assure you that is a term of endearment that he likes a lot.
I try to get other people to call me that, and they just won't.
Hey, let me tell you something about this guy. He is lean and mean, man. I'll tell you. I envy his profile, his structure, man. This guy is a lean machine. But let me tell you one other thing real quick, Rick. I came in the shop the other day, was looking at a $250 Shimano tackle box. You bought Brandon over and you go, hey, man, you can get by with this $125 tackle box. I couldn't believe it. You guys are the best, and I'll always shop at Fisherman's Land.
Yeah, we appreciate it, buddy.
Regardless, if you're one of my favorite people to walk through the door, like Big Jim is, or just a regular, everyday customer, I always want you to have the best thing possible. I do not care if it's the most expensive thing or the least expensive thing or anywhere in between. I just want you to have the best thing. I want people to catch fish. I want people to have a good time. I want people to come back and just enjoy this passion that we all share, this thing that we love.
Well said, man. That's
very
awesome.
Well said. Yeah, it's so well said. We're going to be right back. I wish we had another 2 hours,
yeah.
But hey, here we come. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Ulloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hook up!
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And truly, Brandon, the time just flies. And having 2 hours isn't enough.
It's not. No, this is a great time and a lot of fun. So
one lucky winner.
Out. Yeah.
One lucky winner gets the $300 certificate to go on a
coast. So we're going
to
find out. Brandon's going to do us the honors if we are getting a caller or a texter.
Good luck to everybody.
Okay.
All right. Texter, it's Gene. Gene in Long Beach. Congratulations.
Gene, congrats. That's awesome. Brandon, that was super fun. I'm with Corey, man. 2 hours wasn't even close to enough. We got to have you back. You can come back and do it with us again?
Of course I would. Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so much fun. I just respect you both so much, and thank you. Just thank you so much for having me.
That was awesome. Well, we had a great time, and if somebody wants to come in, get some more information, where do they find you? Fisherman's Landing, right?
Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Come on down. I'll sell you some stuff.
Right on. Well, a great job. Really good info. I really appreciate it. I love having guys like Brandon on there without a huge agenda. It's my favorite. Yeah, for sure. Hey, we want to remind you, another couple of great shows coming from you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher is going to be joining us. And then next Sunday, Mike Morrison and the whole gang from 22nd Street Landing. A couple of great shows. We look forward to that. We'll look forward to having Pete back in the studio. And we really appreciate you listening. Great times here on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll look forward to having you next week on Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. Let's Talk Hookup and the Mightier 1090.